listening to The Bob Dean Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, thank you for tuning into The Bob Dean Show.
Yay.
We are quite behind on the broadcast through no part of LA Talk Radio or Sam Hassan, my producer, who's a swell guy and very patient. Just had some technical difficulties. Thank you for tuning in. Jennifer Diamond is going to be on again, guys. I'm sorry. This is the wonder of live streaming. Sometimes things happen. We won't be answering questions today, as I was so excited and promoted to so many of you. You can still call in and let's chat. So call me on LA Talk Radio, 323-203-0815, and tell me how you're doing today. Jennifer will be coming in to chat with us at some point. Definitely next week, we will be set up for the question and answer with your questions about love, hope, fame, future, and me. But yeah, so if there's anybody out there in Streamland watching my show today, please give us a call. I think Billy Malone just tried to call because he's the only 818 prefix that I remember. So if there's one person watching the show, pick up your phone and call 323-203-0815. Other than that, I've been looking at my X-rated dirty joke book, which I got at a flea market somewhere. And, of course, you can't tell half these jokes now anyway.
I got it at a flea market somewhere.
And Sam has asked me about 14 times to get a green screen.
Hello.
Is there a caller?
Bob Dean.
Yes.
Anna Varnum Greer.
Who? Anna! Hooray! It's our first.
Yeah, I'm the other 818 number that you know.
Well, I just wasn't thinking. It's the colored lady, ladies and gentlemen, Anna, who has been on our show.
That's me.
And she's going to come back again because we were discussing all kinds of things about the project she's working with. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Girl, you're saving the day. You know how flustered I get? Sam is so wonderful and patient. Sam, can you say hello? Can you hear us in there? If you can't, I understand. I guess he can't, but Sam is the producer, director, owner, tap dancer of LA Talk Radio, which is a wonderful, wonderful organization that I'm very proud to be part of. But I get so freaked out. So, Anna, you are just calming me down. Thanks for calling. Are you there? Hello, Anna.
Oh, no.
Now I'm freaking out again. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we had Anna there. Hopefully she'll call us back.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, sorry about that. There's some sort of glitchy thing going on here.
Well, I just appreciate everybody being patient with me because, you know, I can't even work my fob to open my car without screaming at somebody.
Bob Dean, I have a question for you.
Yes, please.
I'm working on a speech about packaging, about packages, how we love our packages.
Are you talking and the male genitalia kind of package or?
No. Nothing as salacious as that. I'm just talking about regular packages. I started looking up, because we've gone through this shrinkflation thing where, you know, you buy the same bottle of whatever, and they changed the shape of the bottle, and it used to be 32 ounces. Now they changed the shape of the bottle, and it's 28 ounces. And so, you know, do I still want to buy that product or not? Or, you know, whatever. But it's not just packages that we, you know, that you go to the when you go to the grocery store, you look for your favorite, whatever it is. But we also have our preferences for packages as far as people are concerned. When we see a person, if we see somebody, we automatically assign value to them based on the package that they're in. Which oftentimes has nothing to do with that person.
But I don't understand what you mean. I mean, are you talking about making judgments upon how one is dressed or the color of their skin or their age? Oh,
that's the whole package, baby. That's the whole package. And I'm going to tell you what brought this on. I had some eye surgery last year. And, you know, I have alopecia, so I shaved my head. And I've been going to this doctor for a year. This is a guy, you know, he had me on anesthetic and was, you know, super gluing the back of my eye together. So this winter I was, you know, I don't get my head shaved unless I really am going somewhere. And I had finished paying off some bills. So I was a little short. I was like, I'll get my head shaved next week. So I have a scarf that I wear. And it looks like a hijab. I will cop to that. It's just something that slips over my head. When I walked into that doctor's office, the temperature in the room dropped like 20 degrees. And I had been going there for I don't even know how long. Well, over a year. And I was like, oh, that's weird. And I thought, well, maybe I'm just thinking something, or, you know, because it's in Encino and I had a long drive and blah, blah, blah. And so the next time, and now I've gone back twice and the vibe is entirely different. No one has said to me, are you Muslim or are you, you know, what's up with the scarf or anything? Their behavior just changed noticeably to me.
Because I have to tell you something. I remember you telling me about the alopecia some time ago, but I honestly, that was the furthest thing from my mind, because the last few times that you and Dennis and I have hung out or I've seen you, I thought it was a fashion choice because it really looks cool. You look great. I mean, the shaved head, and I see you without the scarf and with the scarf. And honestly, Anna, I just thought it was a fashion choice because you look beautiful. Now,
here's the thing. You've seen me with my head, like I don't, if I'm going to meet somebody, I will go and have my head shaved. It's still pricey for me because it's less than a 15 minute job, but you know, I go and get my head shaved. Dude, when I'm between haircuts and I'm out in the world, I look like a fat, bald old man.
Me too.
Even with the boobs that I have, I have had people look at me and go, I mean, with these breasts that are sticking up like they are, and say, excuse me, sir, I mean, ma'am. And so I'm aware of how I'm viewed in the world. It's not like I'm totally unaware that this happens. And so that's why most of the time, if you see me and I'm between haircuts, I'll have a hat on. But the fact that I wore this scarf and got the response that I did, and you know, and it's still weird going in there. Like once I get past this other surgery, I'll have a conversation with them, but I'm not going to fuck with these people while they have my vision in their hand. But yeah, I mean, like, I'm sure that's what I'm saying. I'm aware of how I'm viewed in the world, but I hadn't worn that scarf in like over a year. And I just found it slipped over my head. And I was like, oh, yeah, this is great. And I'll just go ahead on.
Well, I'm just picturing you in the scarves and the hats. And I just think you look friggin' awesome. And, you know, I don't throw around.
Oh, I look awesome. Yeah. No. My awesome lookingness and my awesome, you know, the fact that I'm fucking magnificent has nothing to do with this. The fact is, it's about how the vibe will change. She's Muslim and she never told us, or, you know, whether they thought I was trying to hide something. I have no idea. And like I said, I can't talk to them about this until I get my eyes fixed.
Well, maybe this is something that you're just, that it's hitting you the wrong way. Maybe the nurse or the receptionist or whoever's just having a lousy day. Maybe their contact lenses are broken or something. I'm not certainly discounting the fact that if you recognize this feeling more than once, you know, this vibe.
No, it has happened. Dude, it happened more than once. It happened at Vitello's. I went to see my friend Lisa. I won't say her last name. But anyway, she was singing there. And so I went by myself. And again, between haircuts, trying to support my friend, I had to pay the cover. And so I go in and I had the scarf on and I was, I mean, and I was dressed like, and you know, I was dressed in like jeans and stuff. I wasn't, you know, I wasn't dressed down. I just had this scarf on my head. And that night I didn't order anything. I ordered food, but I didn't eat the food. The only thing that I had was I had asked for ginger ale and when I tasted it, it tasted weird. Mm-hmm. But I also know that, and you know too, that sometimes Coke and Sprite together are mixed together, or you know, and to imitate ginger ale in bars.
Yeah, a lot of some places do that now, just because nobody drinks ginger ale. So many people do not. So it's a product that doesn't. Okay, at any rate, sometimes they do. Yes.
Yeah, but yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like you know, so I didn't think anything about the taste. You know, I was just like, oh, they're doing, you know, they're doing the mixture thing. Dude, and I stayed for the show and I started feeling weird before, you know, before the show went away. By the time I got home, I was sick as a dog. And I thought that, I said, you know what, somebody's dosed me with Visine.
Oh, no. No.
Yeah.
I have to tell you.
But I mean, that's.
I'm not saying you didn't get sick, Anna, but no. I know the owner of Vibrato very well, and I know that she would not she's actually been on the show, too. And I know that she would not employ anybody. In my heart, I should say. I feel like there wouldn't be
I don't doubt what you believe, and this is a friend of yours, and you may, you know, and you know this person. Mm-hmm. It bothered me to the point where I actually called them a week later and said, uh-huh. You know, I said, let me speak to the manager, told the manager what happened. I spoke to a woman, you know, said something to the manager, and, you know, she said, well, you know, we just had a safety. You know, we just had a safety course here about, you know, about serving customers. Or, you know, she gave me something. But, you know, what I'm saying is, like, my experience, I don't think that I'm alone in my experience. I think it's one of those things where you just kind of, you know, shake it off and go, oh, you know, it must be me or it must be something. But I believe in bringing things up when they're weird like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, when we're off the air, I'll give you the owner's name. And I think you should call her and tell her that you're a friend of mine. And and maybe she could put, I don't know what the outcome would be. But, and I believe that you were ill after whatever happened. But I haven't seen that. I've never, in 43 years, I've heard of it. And I know people have done it. But I've never seen anybody do that, you know, or the shit that they say the cooks do, you know, to people they don't like. Maybe I've just missed it, but I've worked in at any rate. I hope you're feeling better now. But yeah, I'll give you.
No, I mean, you know, dude, it was a long. That's what I'm saying. It was a long time ago. As I said, I hadn't worn that scarf, and I couldn't even remember the last time I put that scarf on. But you know, I think that. And I don't doubt that, you know, that the bottom line is you can train people any way that you want. But if someone has a bias or think they're being funny by doing something to somebody, you know, in a very passive aggressive bullshit manner, you can't stop them from that. Which is the reason that it took me like 3 days to even call these people. Because, you know, I said that, you know, because, I'm thinking, in this day and age, when people are on all different kinds of medication, you can't be dosing people.
Yeah, but see,
you don't know what people are on. I could have been on heart medication or anything.
You need to find comfort. I don't think somebody would do that to you just because of your scarf or for any reason.
Somebody might.
Well, Dennis just says somebody might. Well, of course, somebody.
Some secret hater will do that shit.
I know some secret hater might do that, people, but I got to believe in my heart that especially that it wouldn't, because I love Anna and I don't, I got, you know.
Of course, we both do. You both have a point, and she's right. People will mess you up.
Okay, well then, can you watch your language? We are live streaming.
Well, that's why people tune in.
Here, And he's all upset because you were hurt, and I am too. But I don't know.
Yeah, I don't want to take up the whole afternoon with this. But I, like I said, I'm in the middle of writing this thing about packages, about people, about how we, like everybody wants a cute boyfriend when you're growing up or a cute girlfriend. You look at people, and it's all about the pheromones, the attraction and stuff that people have with one another. But there are also times when you meet somebody and you get a vibe from them and you are immediately turned off, or you work with somebody
let me see what you think about this, because this is, I have a real bone of contention with the term Karen, and I'll tell you why. Because I've been in the restaurant business, hospitality industry for 43 years, and I have worked in every kind of place from where they will kill you over a pool cue to five-star dining. And a Karen is a Karen, all right? But to call a Karen a white woman of privilege, middle age, to me, is as racist as it comes, because Karens come in every size, shape, color, gender, and age. Okay.
Right.
And I know this, and I know I'm right. And all of a sudden, not all of a sudden, and I'm not saying that a white middle class woman can't, but the term Karen associated with that, I think that whether you're white, black, or whatever, if you speak up about wanting something that you're paying for and demanding the service that you deserve gets you called a Karen when you speak up about it. I think the term Karen was coined by unhappy restaurant employees and retail employees who are just too damn lazy to get the job done. And when somebody like I would, you would, we go, listen, I want to speak to the manager. You know, you try and correct the problem first with the server or the staff member. And if they give you attitude or it seems like they don't give a shit, even if you do get a little abrasive, I should get a little abrasive and say, listen, I want to speak to the manager. Then all of a sudden, I'm a friggin' Karen.
Roll Tide.
Okay?
That's bullshit, that's not right.
For you and this thing you're writing about packaging, to at least see what you think about it. Because I have to tell you, you know, I thought it was amusing at first, but the way it's taken off and the whole thing, too, now about how anybody can grab their stupid friggin', and I was calling them a device way before anybody else was. My first iPhone, ladies and gentlemen, 4 days old. I wish I had never gotten it. But you see what I'm saying about that? Hello?
I'm sorry, say again? Yeah, I'm sorry. I was kind of cutting out. I can't move around in my house. I can't move around in my house because I'll lose stuff. So I'm sitting here right now. I'm not moving anymore.
Well, don't move when I'm talking to you, girl.
I'm trying not to, brother. But you move me like that. You make me want to move.
Well, did you hear what I said about my thoughts about something for you to look into in your packaging thing you're writing about the term Karen?
Okay, got it. Made the note, baby.
Because Karens are, they're not just middle class, middle-aged white women who bitch because they can bitch. It's everybody. And that's a friggin' fact. So, take that. Karen haters.
Shut up.
Oh, great. Now it's going to be, now after my little rant there, it's going to be a Bob. He's such a Bob. I wish they would.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
A Karen Bob.
Yeah, but, you know, but like you say, it's about, you know, like now there are people that claim that they're so confused, and I'm confused sometimes because we've got these new, you know, we've got this whole new category of people that are non-binary and that present as, you know, as either trans or, you know, it's hard to tell, you know, sometimes whether they're presenting as male or female. And I always ask. I have no fucking problem asking somebody about something that I don't understand, because I'm trying to get smarter. I'm trying to understand what these subtle differences are. You know, I mean, like gay people act like gay people just got here. They act like trans people just got here. You know, right. My mother was my mother was a beautician, and, you know, I mean, and a black beautician. So I have seen every iteration that you can think of as far as humanity packages go. Men dressed as women dressed as men, short hair, tattooed heads, all kinds of things.
Burnt hair, and the flat iron.
Yeah. I mean, everything that you can imagine. I mean, and for me, especially growing up in that, it was always just about, about getting to know the person and, you know, and what they wanted to, how they wanted to be addressed.
Okay, so
referred to, you know, like, I had, you know, my mother had friends that wanted to be called girl, and there were, and she had friends that didn't want to be called that. They were, you know, so it was always a fine line, but the conversations were great because when everybody got into a fight, names were tossed at each other. Things were just, you know, things would just kind of get crazy, just like it does in quote unquote straight world. Because people are, you know, when people get upset, they just get upset. And then they, you know, then their true personalities come out.
Right. But this is what I want to ask you too. You have absolutely no problem saying, hey, how do you identify yourself? Right. Now,
right.
I agree. That's just the way it should be. And the person who you're asking should be civil enough to go, thank you for asking. This is how I'd appreciate it. Okay. In most cases, won't you think that they'd be, if I said, hey, would you like to refer to you as he, she, or what, that you're going to get that friggin' attitude? That happened to Sunda. That's exactly what happened to Sunda when her daughter brought some young friends from high school into their home. And you know Sunda and Mark. They're the finest.
Yeah.
And of course. Sunda was confused about, she called this one of her daughter's friends. Sunda referred to her, or this person, as what she thought they were, in like, welcome to my home, young lady or young man, right? And that mm-hmm. person got really belligerent in Sunda's home and gave him a lot of attitude. And the other kids were like, I can't believe she's not so woke, kind of thing. So my point is that if somebody were to come back with you, because I know you too, you're direct. You just want to get to the point, just like I do. So if you say, how do you identify yourself, or what should I call you? And they give you a sneaking attitude like you're ignorant. What do you say then? You just roll your eyes and excuse the.
Well, the way that I approach it is I'll say, you know, like, because I call, you know me, I call everybody brother or sister, regardless of, you know, whether, you know, what shade they hit on the color spectrum. Just because it's easier for me, because everybody is a human being until they show themselves to be an asshole. So it's either brother or sister. If they're really, really jerky, they're my cousin. I'll ask. And if I get an attitude from them, I'll say, you know what? I am sorry. But, you know, you have to understand, I'm colored because my birth certificate says so. My brother is 2 years older, younger than me. He's a Negro. My son's an African-American, and I have black cousins because their birth certificate says so. So I've seen the iteration or the evolution of one set of people that have been called all different kinds of people. And I remember when, like, if you call somebody a nigger, they go, I'm not a nigger, I'm a Negro. When I become a nigger, I'll let you know. I mean, it was that bad, and that was among colored folks. So this is new. The language is evolving, and I hope that you will help me evolve my understanding of the language.
Precisely, because that's all we want from them, and that's what was my whole point, is that all we want to do, all that you and I want to do, is to be, I don't want, educated, help us. This is what I always say. Help me to understand where you're coming from or what you want me to call you, or, you know, and I'm saying, if we, so I've seen where you ask somebody a question like that And they're offended because I don't know if they think that you're being insincere or you're being a bigot or you're just, they think you're ignorant. I think it's the only way. I think it's the most polite way for anybody is to just go, help me to understand what, you know, what do you want me to call you? And then I'll do it.
Exactly. But you, the thing is, like, you said the magic word when you said teen. You know, teens are already confused. They got hair growing out. Nobody told them about that. Their parents had to fuck to get them. They, you know, they don't understand anything. All the stuff that they've been told in the world is not shaking out that way. You know, you're not finding your quote unquote soulmate, and then you're gonna live to love, you know, love and get. So they're, you know, they're already confused. And I think I have never talked to an adult, and when I say an adult, I'm talking like somebody that's out in the work world, you know, earning a living and paying their own rent. I've never talked to asked that of a person in the work world and had them give me attitude. Now, young people, when they're finding themselves and they don't really know who they are, you know, they're going to be defensive. Teenagers are always defensive. That's just part of being a teenager. I don't care what somebody says. You know, they can. You can look up and say, wow, look at that beautiful blue sky. And they go, well, it's not really blue. It's more turquoise.
You know, I don't know. Because when I was a teenager, I was super defensive to my parents. I was a brat. But to everybody else, I was polite. Because that's how my parents taught me to be with them. Now.
But dude, you're talking about young people. All right. I'm going to put 16 as the cutoff. Okay. When you're talking to 16-year-old people, you are talking to people who grew up with access to the internet where they could do, you know, they didn't have Encyclopedia Britannicas where, you know, information was static and you had to look at, you know, they have an entirely different way of addressing people. And here in California, I've had 8-year-olds want to call me by my first name. And I was like, no, honey, you're not in my peer group.
That's right.
You know, when you get a job and you're earning money and paying taxes, then you're part of my peer group, regardless of your age. But no, you don't call me by my first name. And so like when I do this, the young storyteller thing, like, you know, when I work with the kids and their stories, I go in being called Miss Banana. And the other mentors call me that, and the kids call me that.
Of course.
See, yeah, but I mean, but that's what I'm saying. Like, and I don't automatically try to call people by their first name.
Never.
But that's, you know, again, that's me.
Because you're from the South too, or was raised in the South. I still do this to this day because I think that it's an absolute form of respect. Okay, and. I would appreciate somebody for, you know, like when I'm bartending or whatever, if I only know somebody, I call them like Miss Rhodes or you know, Mr. Robert. Not like,
yes,
like
Miss Rabbit.
But if I'm pulling down a drink to somebody that I know, he said, hey, my name's Robert. And, you know, I feel, especially with a woman, and, you know, so I always put in the Mr. or Miss in front, just not like in a condescending, you know, mammy, you know, or redneck kind of way. I just think it's an icebreaker until you figure out what they want to be called. I still go by Mr.
Exactly.
I don't presume
intimacy or friendship with anyone. I let people tell me how, you tell me how, you know, what are the basis of our relationships is, and we can build on that.
That, exactly.
You know,
I think that's just part of being, you know, of a civil society. Dennis is telling me.
I'm sorry, say again.
Hello? Hey, Annie, we're winging it today. This was supposed to be the first call-in show. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes.
And I'm so glad you did, because Sam was going to let me know if anybody else called in. It would split the screen, and I guess nobody else has called in. So thanks a lot, everybody else. But Anna, you're the best.
This is fun. I enjoy your show. I finally figured out how to get it on my on my computer. So I'm, you know, I've got it on my calendar now.
Well, Jennifer Diamond was supposed to be on today. We love Jennifer. She's faithful, loyal, and reliable, and fun. But she had some business that went a haywire, I guess, today. So she will be on next week.
Live stream, outstanding.
To answer questions. But it was something that happened like right at the last minute. I guess this is the way. I remember I was thinking because Sam, I know Sam's listening, can hear. Sam's the best. And this is like live TV. You know, it's live streaming.
Yeah.
So you never know what's going to happen.
I know. It's wonderful. There's still some excitement in life. Everything is not pre-planned and pristine and overproduced and you know, it's raw and it's real. And I love raw and real.
I know. Raw and real, baby. That's you without that. Hey, Annie, you know what you should do? You should get a bunch of different kinds of turbans. Like ridiculous. B-52's beehive turbans. That would be awesome.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I mean, no, dude, I have all kind of toques. I have, you know, here's the thing. I mean, you know where I live. You know, if I went go into the store with my toque on my head, people would just, you know. And like I said, I'm all about like getting in and going on and going on with my business.
I think they would go. I mean, you know what, woman, you look fabulous.
I always look fabulous. I work at it, dude. It's a job.
That's the presence that you carry. Oh, it's time to go. It's time for us.
I really try.
Yeah, well, you do. You know what? You and me and Dennis, the three of us together, we all look so different, but we're so much fun. I think we should just go wreck some places.
We're going to Disneyland.
Oh, my God. That would be fun.
Oh, it would be fun. We could go to snotty places in Beverly Hills. We could go to soul food places in South L.A. Oh, my God. I'm
you
sorry.
Know what? And you won't get a second. That's here's the deal. You won't get a second look. You know what, dude? That's why. All right. I know this is way off. Not way off topic, but it's kind of off topic. Like, I have never understood how supercuts took off when I could not get anybody to do my hair in supercuts. When I first moved to Burbank, I had to go into Pasadena, actually into Altadena, to get my hair done. That's a 15-mile trip. It's a 30-mile round trip just to get my hair done every other week. But you can go into any black beauty parlor or barbershop and get your hair cut. I don't give a fuck who you are. Because we've had relationships with all kinds of hair. Because we were biracial before it was cool. You know, we had Asian black. You know, we had red black, brown black, yellow black, tan black, white black, everything black. And the hair that goes along with it.
Why don't you go into politics? Hey, we need to wrap the show up.
Thank you for letting me talk to you. This is great.
No, wait. Here's the deal. This is what happens. All the shit on the screen. I didn't look to the right. Sam's been telling me the whole time that Jennifer's on ready to go. And I've been talking to you because I don't look at things. And now Sam's like, told her, I hate technology. I fucking hate it. Sorry for the F word. I'm here to do this for fun, but it's my fault because I didn't look over here. Jennifer Diamond, I'm sorry. Sam, I'm sorry.
And well, baby, go on and take care of your business. You still got, you know, you still got 15 minutes, so go ahead.
All right. No, I don't. I only have
thank one. You. Okay.
I love you.
Thank
Sam,
you. Thank you so much. For I love you. Enjoy the rest of your day, darling.
All right, I love you. I'll talk to you later. Sam, if Jennifer... Bye. Sam, is Jennifer still there? If she's not, I guess that's the end of the show today. Okay, we're done. Thank you. Have a good day. Mwah. See you next week.
You're listening to The Bob Dean Show, only on LA Talk Radio.